failures should arouse determination. Even failures should act as stimulants to your willpower and to your material and spiritual growth. When you have failed in any project, it is helpful to analyze every factor in the situation in order to eliminate all chances in the future that you might repeat the same errors. The season of failure is the best time for sowing the seeds of success. The bludgeon of circumstances may bruise you, but keep your head erect. Always try once more, no matter how many times you have failed. Fight when you think that you can fight no longer, or when you think that you have already done your best, or until your efforts are crowned with success. A little story will make this point clear. A and B were fighting. After a long time, A said to himself, "I cannot go on any longer." But B thought, "Just one more punch," and he gave it, and down went A. You must be like that. Give a last punch. Use the unconquerable power of will to overcome all difficulties in life. New efforts after failure bring true growth, but they must be well planned and charged with increasing intensity of attention and with dynamic willpower. Suppose you have failed so far. It would be foolish to give up the struggle, accepting failure as the decree of fate. It is better to die struggling than to abandon your efforts while there is still a possibility of accomplishing something more. For even when death comes, your struggles must soon be renewed in another life. Success or failure is the just result of what you have done in the past plus what you do now. So you should stimulate all the success thoughts of past lives until they are revitalized and able to overrule the influence of all failure tendencies in the present life. The successful person may have had more serious difficulties to contend with than one who has failed. But the former trains himself to reject the thought of failure at all times. You should transfer your attention from failure to success, from worry to calmness, from mental wanderings to concentration, from restlessness to peace, and from peace to the divine bliss within. When you attain this state of self-realization, the purpose of your life will have been gloriously fulfilled.